I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. South Sudan's refugees are the forgotten among the forgotten, and their number is still growing. Over 700,000 people have been displaced by violence. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says the trouble has hit them too.
Our teams have actually temporarily evacuated in recent months because of some of that violence. And so it does impact the translation process and the teams directly. But the way we approach this strategically is to just continue to seize whatever opportunities arise.
Opportunities like working with the refugee population. Bible translation work continues despite war. You can help be part of the solution. Our web story has links and details. Next, when the government stands still as thousands fall prey to violence, who can you trust? E3 Partners shares how Nigerian Christians must ask this question when facing violence from the Boko Haram and their neighbors as well. Last week, two separate village attacks occurred, the second resulting in 100 Christians who were killed. The Fulani herdsmen are blamed. Please pray for the government to act and for these persecutors to encounter Christ. And shouldn't a believer be able to learn about their Savior on a daily basis? Well, that's difficult in places like the Philippines because most Christians don't have a Bible. Jason Wolford of Christian Resources International says their ministry is working to fix this issue. CRI is visiting in October to hold a conference, concert, and a Bible giveaway.
There will literally be over 200,000 copies of God's Word and Christian books that will be disseminated in the Philippines. And it's going to be about $90,000 that we need to raise for this trip.
So if you want to help, visit our website for details. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News. And when you join, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages and special reports. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.